Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. City Administrator Mike Nardini joins us on today's program to provide an update about the Pella Community Center and a facility needs assessment coming up over the next 4 months.
What will that facility needs assessment really address over the next several years?
Well, Andrew, first and foremost, thank you for having me here today. It's always a pleasure to sit down and discuss city affairs. And as you stated last night, the city did approve a contract with Short, Elliott, and Hendrickson. It's an architectural and engineering firm that's currently headquartered out of Johnston, Iowa. And the amount of the contract was for $44,000. And as you stated, they will be performing a long-term facilities assessment for the city of Pella. Now, to get everyone up to speed, when we talk about long-term, what we're really looking for is an evaluation of the city's facilities and service levels through the year 2040 on that. And it's very important that you plan for your facilities, Andrew. As you know, there's currently a number of activities and options that are presently taking place in Pella, and potentially new services as well, the city's new municipal telecommunications utility. So what we want to make sure is that we have a solid plan looking for the forward, and we account for the facility needs of the various city departments. Now, as a part of the analysis that's going to be taking place by SEH, or the consultant, they will be analyzing the facility usage, current service levels that we have, anticipated service levels in the future. They're also going to be doing structural evaluations of all the city's facilities, and they're going to be evaluating the mechanical and electrical equipment, and then developing a long-term financial forecast for the city as well. So with that, we should have a solid financial plan going forward in the future. Now, as a part of this, an item that's received a significant amount of discussion has been the city's community center, and there's a special section in, and the consultants will be dedicating a significant amount of time for the community center. And as it applies to the community center, they're going to be evaluating the current service level usage of the facility. They're also going to be conducting focus group meetings with various groups that utilize the community center. So with that, we feel we're going to get a very good handle on the current usage of the facility. As a part of their scope of services, they're also going to be updating the assessment that we had performed in 2013 and updating the assessment on what it would cost to renovate the community center to the current dollars or current 2018 funding levels. And they're going to be taking that information and comparing it to the cost of potentially building a new community center as well. And as a conclusion of the analysis, they're going to be making a recommendation to the City Council on whether we should renovate the community center or build a new community center. And overall, what we're trying to do with the city's facilities is we're trying to establish a long-term plan and really get ahead of the curve.
Well, and the long-term facilities assessment actually has some short-term implications on the community center. Many people know that in spring, the community center gymnasium has been closed due to roof damage to tiles and to some of the drywall up there. And the council at Policy and Planning, following regular business, didn't take really any formal action, but are really putting the brakes on any potential repairs when it comes to the community center because of this assessment. What are some of the options the council will have to consider when that does come back around later this year? And really, what is the need of making sure that that's a thorough process, especially considering the future of the community center is really being determined a lot by this facility needs assessment?
The city has owned the community center since 1978, and we're not exactly sure how, when you talk about the gymnasium ceiling, how old that ceiling is with it. Now, as far as the tiles and the falling tiles that we've noticed, we began to notice that deteriorating tiles or falling tiles late in 2017, and it continued through the winter months of 2018. And I would preface it this way to your listeners. Anytime that there's potential concerns with the facility, we tend to err on the side of caution. While the tiles themselves did not pose a public safety risk, really the question was, those tiles are secured to the gymnasium ceiling by two panels of drywall. And there was a concern with city staff that the drywall underneath the tiles may be coming loose, and the drywalls, those panels do have a significant amount of weight, and there would be public safety concerns with that. So what we did in 2018, we had a structural engineer evaluate the ceiling and the areas that we were able to access. And what the structural engineer found is that there were certain portions where the drywall was coming loose from the roof beams. Once we had that information, we had our insurance carrier also evaluate the ceiling. And what the insurance carrier recommended at the time is that the facility be closed until the ceiling was repaired. Now, the dilemma that the city has as it applies to the gym ceiling is there's a certain amount of cost, and it's a significant amount of cost to remove the ceiling and get the ceiling out of the drywall out of there to be able to repair it. We believe those costs could be anywhere from $35,000 to $50,000. Now, the ultimate cost to repair the gymnasium ceiling really depends on what goes back up on the ceiling as well. We believe those costs could be upwards to $100,000 to $150,000 potentially, and that's the dilemma that we have. As it talks in the context of the long-term plan, the city has several options for repairing the ceiling, and they range from short-term usage up to mid-term usage up to long-term usage. And what was discussed last night with the city council is those decisions should not be made until we know the overall fate of the community center as well, and then we can plan accordingly on the appropriate repair life cycle for the gymnasium ceiling. That will really help us pin down the cost on that. So a fair statement is this: we anticipate the gymnasium ceiling will continue to be closed until the facility analysis is completed in December of this year. At that time, council will make a decision on what the ultimate repair is to the gymnasium ceiling, and it will directly correspond to the length of time that facility is intended to serve the public as well. And so that was the decision that was made last night. I would like to mention to your listeners, as far as the city's recreational programs, the recreational basketball program, we are currently in the process of trying to reschedule other locations for that program, and there'll be more news to come on that here shortly.
Once again, that was Pella City Administrator Mike Nardini. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.